This reflection is based on the gospel reading from Tuesday, January 30th, from Mark 5, 21-43. Your faith has saved you. Mark 5, 34. This reading is about the woman who had been hemorrhaging for 12 years. She manages to touch Jesus' cloak on his way to save Jairus' daughter. Jesus stops and asks who touched him, and then tells her she was healed. As usual, there are a lot of lessons we can garnish from the Bible stories. In order to do that, we need to understand how desperate this woman was. First, she was impoverished because she, quote, had spent all that she had, unquote, on doctors. She was considered, quote, unclean, unquote, by Mosaic law, and was forced to stay away from her family and other people. The word used for suffered in the gospel is from the Greek word paschō, which describes not simply a physical suffering, but suffering in her mind and emotion as well. After the failure of all the doctors, and despite the physical, emotional, and mental pain she experienced, she found her way to Jesus. Because she was considered unclean, she knew she had to stay in the background, but she still found her way through the crowd. She felt she was unworthy to confront Jesus face to face, so she simply sought to reach out and touch him quietly. She recognized she was healed immediately. Healed not just physically, but emotionally and mentally as well, since she was no longer unclean, and all of her resources wouldn't be spent on doctors. Imagine her angst when Jesus stopped and asked, "Who touched me?" She didn't back away or run away, but she approached him despite her fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the truth. This woman had the courage to face Jesus despite her fear. She no longer remained in the shadows, but stood up and accepted responsibility for her actions. So, what lessons can we learn from this story? Well, the woman had the commitment to reach out in faith and the tenacity to do it. Whenever we are bleeding in our lives, physically, mentally, or emotionally, we need to find the commitment in our faith to reach out and touch Jesus. We need to make the decision to crawl toward Jesus, even if we feel like he's walking away. We need to recognize that we are not unclean in the eyes of Jesus. Jesus could have simply continued on his journey, but he stopped to acknowledge this person who reached up to touch his cloak. He has time for all of us, no matter what the world says about us, and Jesus is never too busy or preoccupied with more important things. Finally, always stand up and accept responsibility for your actions. Perhaps Jesus realized that despite her being healed, others wouldn't recognize it and may keep her ostracized from the community. Her courage allowed Jesus to proclaim to the community that she was healed and she could go on with her life completely in peace. Saved by faith in Jesus, Debit Ayers.